AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian flags were flying throughout the country. There were unity parades in Ukraine as Russian forces were just over the border. Russia says it is moving troops away. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if it's a meaningful reduction.
I'm not going to define that by troop numbers. I think we will know it when we see it, which is a verifiable reduction of troops at the border of Ukraine.
Retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges says the U.S. should talk with Russia, but keep in mind with whom they are talking to.
They are not Boy Scouts. They use chemical weapons, poison, and murder against their own domestic opposition, and they use cyber and disinformation to destroy lives, societal structures, and trust in our democratic systems.
Police in Canada's capital are telling truckers protesting coronavirus restrictions to leave.
Ottawa police started handing out notices and threatening arrests.
They handed us this letter that says it's a notice from the police to leave. Well, this is what we did with it.
Another protester, David Paisley, traveled to Ottawa with a friend who's a truck driver.
If it means that I need to go to prison, if I need to be fined in order to allow freedom to be restored in this country, millions of people have given far more.
The warnings from police come just days after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau gave authorities clearance to ban the blockades and tow away the trucks. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's killing took the witness stand to challenge prosecutors' contention they violated their training and should have intervened to stop Officer Derek Chauvin from kneeling on the black man's neck. A Chicago man who posted online to urge others to join the massive crowds that were looting downtown businesses in 2020 pleaded guilty to inciting and participating in a riot. Big losses late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. Scotland and Wales will be offering coronavirus vaccine for young children.
Scotland's government has confirmed it will roll out a coronavirus vaccine to all children aged 5 to 11, and Wales is doing the same after accepting draft advice from scientists. The countries are so far the only two parts of the UK that have said they will offer vaccines to the entire 5 to 11 age group. England and Northern Ireland currently offer shots to children under 11 who have medical conditions. Mean they're at serious risk of complications from the coronavirus. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A judge in Florida agreed with a request from the family of Bob Saget and temporarily prohibited the release of any photos, video, or other records related to the investigation into his death, saying that doing so would cause them irreparable harm. Saget was found dead last month in Orlando. The medical examiner said he died from an accidental blow to the head, likely a backwards fall. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.